bracing for stricter coronavirus measures, with doctors in France calling on the government to impose a new nationwide lockdown. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma more.
The medics note that more than half of the country's intensive care units are now occupied by COVID-19 patients, with staff under increasing strain. Most parts of France are coloured deep red on a map representing positive infections from the European Centres for Disease Prevention and Control, signifying more than 240 cases per 100,000 people in the past 2 weeks. As well, Belgium, the Netherlands, most of Spain and the Czech Republic are seeing similarly high rates of infection. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Wednesday, Switzerland tightened nationwide restrictions to contain the country's rising wave of COVID-19 cases, ordering dance clubs to be closed starting Thursday, halting in-person university classes starting early next month, and placing new limits on sporting and leisure activities. The duration of the new measures is indefinite, the government said. New measures also include the requirement to wear masks in offices where distance cannot be maintained, secondary schools, and even outdoors if people come too close together. Events will be limited to 50 people or less, and sporting and cultural activities with more than 15 people will be banned. Bars and restaurants must close at 11 p.m. The country also plans to deploy rapid COVID-19 tests to help expand screening capacity. Wednesday, Iran reported 415 new deaths from the coronavirus, the second daily record toll in a row in the Middle East's worst-hit country. This is among Iran's highest single-day jumps in virus fatalities since it reported its first cases in February. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called China's communist government a, quote, predator, end quote, Wednesday.